Exodus chapter 7 from verse 8 onwards. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Show a miracle for yourselves,' then you shall say to Aaron, 'Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and let it become a serpent.'" So Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so, just as the Lord commanded. If you have your highlighters, pen, markers, or if you're taking notes, very important to highlight the words, "just as the Lord commanded." They did just as the Lord commanded. We saw this in the previous section, and now we're seeing this repeated here. They did just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. What did God say here? He said, "Show a miracle for yourselves." And he's saying, this is what you're going to do. You're going to have Aaron do this now. Aaron is Moses' prophet. As I said yesterday, that means he was not a prophet to Moses in the sense that he was about Moses. No, he was Moses' spokesman. Moses spoke for God, and Aaron spoke what Moses heard from God and relayed that to Pharaoh. Now, we see here, the Lord spoke this. He's saying, this is what you should do. Look, you're going to show a sign to this Pharaoh who is holding my people as his hostages, his captives. You're going to show this miracle. And this is to show them that God is truly telling you to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. So God is speaking to Moses and Aaron, and he's saying this. This is what you should do. Now, this word of the Lord came to Moses by the burning bush. And now, this verse 8 is a summary of what God spoke to Moses and what Moses has conveyed to Aaron here. And that's what verse 8 is. Moses received it from God, and now Moses is conveying it to Aaron. Both of them have God's word here, but God had spoken to Moses and through Moses to Aaron. But when Pharaoh speaks to you, this is what you should do. When he says that, how do I know? Show me a miracle. So he needs to see a miracle. When it comes to that, this is what you're going to do. Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh and let it become a serpent. Do that. And they didn't ask, why should we do that? Why can't we do some other a miracle? No. God said, do this. That's what they're supposed to do. So God didn't say what'll happen after that and not the whole history of everything. God had already told Moses, this is what it's going to be. This is how the battle is going to look like. And so Moses had an idea that it's not going to happen the first time. It's going to take several attempts and battles before the final victory is won, before he can take the children out of the hands of this great oppressor and deliver them from slavery and bring them into freedom. Verse 9, when Pharaoh speaks to you saying, show a miracle for yourselves, then you shall say to Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh and let it become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh and they did So just as the Lord commanded, God has told Moses, this is what you need to tell Aaron to do. And they both, with one heart, with one mind, they are going to accomplish this one mission that God had given to them. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent, just like the Lord said. God just said, put down the rod. And for the rod to become a serpent, it's God's doing. Always remember, the miraculous belongs to God. Now, this rod is not any rod, remember. The rod of Moses is anointed rod. It has become the rod of God. That's what the difference is. Not like any rod that Aaron throws down will turn into this living creature that comes out of this rod all of a sudden. This rod of Moses has become the rod of God, because God had anointed Moses. He's anointed the rod. He's anointed his hand. Now, this rod, Moses, has received from God. And when this happens here, because God's hand is upon this rod, the serpent comes out of this rod. All of a sudden, the rod became a serpent. And now when Pharaoh saw this, he said, I have people here who can do this. Let me bring my folks here. He called the wise men, the sorcerers, the magicians of Egypt. And what did they come and do? They said, well, you have only one rod. Let's show how many we have. And they threw theirs down. Now, we have to understand this. There's a battle that takes place here in this palace. A battle between God's rod and the demonic rods. The rod of God and the rods of those who worshipped demons. The rod of God has been challenged by the people of darkness. They said, you put your rod down and you did that. We're going to put our rods down and we'll do the same thing. Always know that if there's a God, the God who made the heavens and the earth, there is also a devil. The devil will do a lot of counterfeit miracles, so to speak. Satan will say, oh, Jesus is doing that? Look, I can do that too. Jesus did one, and look how many I can do. But there is a difference here. Without God Almighty giving power, that means giving room to the magicians to even be able to do anything, they have no power. In order for the powers of darkness to work, God has to give room for that. Now, this is a contest. This is a war. And God allowed the powers of the magicians to work. So it did. It worked. It did work. It worked right in front of Moses' eyes and Aaron's eyes. You see, one rod versus several rods. One rod versus several rods. God is speaking in this hour. Whatever may try to come against you, no matter how many they may be in number, the power of God is all powerful to devour all those evil powers put together. It's called the overcoming power.
Now, Moses sees this, and you don't see Moses and Aaron say, oh my God, we are finished and let's run for our lives. We just have to run out of here. Look at how many serpents have come and they didn't leave the rod and run away. They already have this word from God that there's a battle and there's going to be some war that is going to take place and the enemy is going to fight. He's not going to that easily let his people go, even though these are God's people, but they were his slaves for a long time. Now, when the time has come for deliverance to come to the people of God, he says, oh, no. I'm not going to let you go. He's going to put up a fight. God had already spoken. It's because of the anointing of God and because of the power of God that was present there, right there with them. Because God had already anointed Moses and called Aaron for this work and anointed Aaron to be Moses' helper and to send him to go with Moses. Both of them had the presence of God surrounding them. They had faith in what God had spoken. The very same God who was able to make this rod into a serpent has control over the rods over here of the enemies. He was the one who brought them to Egypt. He was the one who brought them to Pharaoh's palace. And he's going to take care of this. That peace that they had deep within. They stood there and watched God do his mighty work in the midst of the enemies. I want to say this one more time. While the serpents of the enemy were coming against the rod of Moses, Moses and Aaron are there. They just stood there with his confidence in God, not being shaken by anything, because they had this word from God. You're on the winning side, you'll win. This is how it's going to be. They didn't know exactly how it was going to play out, but they got the gist of it. God had spoken already. So they didn't take off. They came to do the will of God and they stuck with it. It's a battle. As Moses stood there and Aaron stood there with Moses, God took care of the rest. This is the very same Moses who stood in front of the Red Sea and said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The very same Moses who stood there at the beginning days of his ministry, his first experience there. Right there, the battle. Right there, when the enemies are surrounding him, in Pharaoh's palace, where Pharaoh could arrest him and put them both in jail and kill them. Moses and Aaron had no fear whatsoever. Aaron knew as long as Moses is there, God is with him, God has given the word, nothing is going to happen. He had that confidence. He stood with Moses. Not only were they not afraid of the serpents, they were not afraid of Pharaoh. Because Moses had this word from God, I have made you God. I have made you as God over Pharaoh. And Moses had conveyed that to Aaron. They both knew what God said and they believed the word of the Lord. To what extent do you believe God's word? And God says something. Is this word enough for you? Are you looking at what is in front of you and jumping up and down and trying to do your own thing? When you do your own thing, remember you halt the plan of God. Whatever is coming your way, it's stopped. Because now you're looking for an escape route and you have deviated from where you should have been. So here we see Pharaoh. He called these people and they did similar to what Moses did. But there's a difference. Every man threw his rod down and they became serpents. Definitely. There are many rods. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. What happened to that? The rod that Aaron had in his hands to throw down, all of a sudden, dominated the rest of the rods that were there. Seeing this, verse 13 says, Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said. And he saw this, even though he saw Moses' rod dominating there, showing the power and the superiority of the Almighty God. He says, nope, I'm not scared of this. Even though you show a sign, I asked you for a sign, you showed a sign, I'm not going to let you go. As I said yesterday through the Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God does something for us and we presumptuously turn the other way, the heart will become hardened. That's what happened to Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked for a sign, and now the sign was given. What did he do? Did he say that, well, I see the sign and I believe because I see it? This is not a normal thing. A regular human being can't put their rod down and turn that into a serpent and then have that serpent come and eat up the rest. I mean, what kind of a serpent that would have been? Think about that. It had the capacity to eat up all the serpents, just swallow them all up. Definitely, that's some dominating force. It's a supernatural thing. Definitely more powerful than his sorcerers and magicians. After seeing the sign that he asked for, he did not listen to them. God knew this and God said, this is how it's going to be. This guy, I know about him, this is how he's going to be. He's going to ask for a sign, and then when you show it, he's going to go the opposite way. And his heart is going to get harder because of that. God is speaking to your hearts at this hour. Though an army would rise against me, I will sing praise. Through his mighty power I shall bring down my enemies. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. If God be for me, who can be against me? I will sing praise. 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 Oh, how powerful is our God. 1,000 may fall at my side. 10,000 at my right hand. Do you know what? It has no power over me. God showed this to Pharaoh. You want to try your tricks and your gimmicks? Go ahead. Every time you try, you're going to see that you're brought down. You're brought under. And what happened to those rods, by the way? What happened to those serpents, by the way? What happened? Nowhere to be found, because the rod of Moses devoured all of those rods. These guys came with rods and they put their rods. Now they're all standing there ashamed. No rods in their hands. Moses has this. Aaron was able to take it up. You know, the rod that they had in their hands, the rod of God, it had devoured all their rods put together. Now, what does this rod have? This rod has the mark of victory. What is it having? It is having all the rods of the enemies right within itself. God is speaking at this hour. Whatever may come against you, wait until God says, show is over. Until then, God gives the time. You know why? It is for God's people's faith to be strengthened. Who has the power? Lucifer or God? Lucifer has power. But God has the greatest power. God just says, I give you a little bit of room so that through this I will show my power to my people so that they will believe in me. Oh, he's all powerful. Every time Satan tries to mess with God's work, mess with his servants, we just stand back and just wait for God's time. When God's time comes, just kick him out with a big force. Then everybody gets to see how he gets kicked out. He's put to shame once more by the power of the Almighty God. That's what the Lord did. Oh, bring all your rods. Go ahead. Put it down. Let it even turn into serpents. After a few minutes, none of those guys had any rods in their hands. Gone. No rods. This is who our God is. This is how powerful he is. Oh, his power cannot be matched with any power. Oh, it's superpower, supernatural power. And this power dominates every other power. This is who our God is. This is who our God is. Every man threw his rod down. God said, put it down. Let the show begin. Put it down. And they became serpents. God said, let it become serpents. Go ahead. I give you room. Go ahead. But then God's power showed up. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Oh, what happened? God's overcoming power took over all of a sudden. This rod of God is devouring all the demonic rods. Serpent gone, rods gone. They have nothing to come and compete with. The very instrument that they used has been taken over, seized by the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the heaven's armies. I want to stop here for tonight. I want each one of you to understand the power of the Almighty God. The power of the Almighty God is the dominating force. It's more powerful than the powers of darkness. Only what extent God gives room, only to that extent the enemy is able to show his power. Very limited. With a limited power, he tries to do a lot. Tries to make a big scene. But God waits for that time. His perfect time where he can put the enemy to shame in a big way. That's what God will do for his people. This month of April is a blessed month. Nobody should be a coward here in our church. No one should be afraid to fight. No one. Every single one should be willing to fight, knowing that the God of heaven and earth is going before you. He's going before us. As the battle continues, God is going before us. No matter how much Pharaoh and his army tries to harden their hearts and try to act tough. It's to their own hurt. The worse they behave, we can see that the end is nearing. God is speaking at this hour. The hand of the Lord is upon his people to protect, to lead, to feed, to provide everything that they need in order to overcome the enemy. The rod is given by God. The courage is given by God. The strength is given by God. The wisdom is given by God. The self-control is given by God. To have Pharaoh under Moses' control has been given by God. He couldn't do a thing to Moses and to Aaron because God had put Moses above Pharaoh. If you truly walk with God, if you truly seek him with all your heart, if you truly obey the Lord your God, if you truly love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, if you truly walk in humility with the living God, then God will give you power over your circumstances. You'll have power over the powers of darkness. It's not something that automatically happens. Oh, because I'm a believer, he says, behold, I give power over all the powers of darkness. A lot of people take scriptures out of context. Well, that has been given for those who followed him, who left everything and followed him, who stayed with him. It's not for anyone and everyone to take that and say, well, the scripture is there and it's for me. No. It's for those who leave everything and follow him, which means those who obey him 100%. If you obey God 100%, he will give you the power to dominate the powers of darkness. No force in hell. No force on earth. No force in the first heavens. No force anywhere under the heavens can successfully war wage with the saints of God and bring them down. For they are Jehovah Nissi is going before them. And the end is near. The destruction is near for the destroyer. The end is near for the destroyer. Before that, God will say, show your power. Show what you got. Then I'll show you what I got. He let Goliath scream his lungs out for 40 days and 40 nights. Scream all you want. He let that happen. And he sent David. One person who walked with God, who carried the anointing of God, just like Moses and Aaron, who received from God and came at the command of God. That rod worked. And Moses had power over Pharaoh because God had given him power over Pharaoh. If you want to have power over the powers of darkness, you need to be someone who will obey God in all things. Simply do that which God has told you to do, just like how we read twice already. Moses and Aaron did exactly that which God commanded them to do. Aaron did exactly what God spoke through Moses to Aaron, telling him what he needed to do. There's no, my input to Moses and I'm Moses' counselor too. No. What God says to Moses, Moses says to Aaron, and that's exactly what Moses says and does. It's very important. Because they both accomplished that which God told them to accomplish, God stood with them and fulfilled that which he promised to fulfill.
He showed his power. Every single time they won. Every single time they won. God is speaking to our hearts today. You want to be an overcomer more than a conqueror? Practically, if that needs to happen every single time, you should be a person who will obey God every single time. We'll hear this over and over again here. What is this? These pastors constantly saying, pray, pray. You need to really pray and you need to obey. You need to pray, you need to obey. You need to pray, you need to obey. You need to pray, you need to obey. Well, as simple as it may sound and as redundant it may sound, every time it rings a stronger bell to tell you the importance of it. Get it done. You want to be an overcomer? These are too powerful. Very powerful. Pathways to victory. It cannot be done without prayer. It cannot be done without obedience to God's word. How can you obey if you're proud? How can you obey if you don't have humility? How can you obey if you have unbelief, doubts, lack of faith? So obedience is a manifestation of humility and faith. Motive is very important. When you're standing before the demons, you can't stand if you don't have pure motives. You won't even be able to enter into Pharaoh's palace, period. The motive is pure when the heart is pure. That's when you'll be able to even enter in. And then you obey that which the Lord has told you to do. God will cause you to have power over all the powers of darkness. Nothing can overpower you. No one can bring you down. And you'll be able to do that which God has called you to do, which is to bring people out of the dungeon, bring people out of their slavery, bring people out of their bondage, bring people out of their oppression. Bring people to the Canaan that God has for them. They need to come out of Egypt first. If they need to come out of Egypt, you need to go before Pharaoh. If you need to go before Pharaoh, you need to go before God. Many people have lofty desires, lofty ambitions. God, one touch, I want to get the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And one touch, I need to somehow pastor waves her hand upon my head and I get all these things. Oh, it doesn't happen that way. If you need to be a 20-gallon, if you need to be filled with 20 gallons of water, you need to be filled with 20 gallons of water, then you need to be a container that'll be able to hold it. A cardboard box won't hold it. A flimsy plastic container won't hold it. If you want to hold in hot liquid, then you need to be a container that's fit for that. Operating in the spirit and operating with spiritual gifts is not a light thing. You need to be a vessel that is able to house it, that's able to sustain it, that's able to contain it. That's when you can actually distribute it. That's when you can become a blessing. God is speaking to your heart today because God is looking for people who become useful in the hands of God, who become people who be used by God, like Aaron, like Moses, consecrated to God, anointed by God to deliver people out of bondage. But it takes character. And God told Moses to go. He took his wife, he took his sons, and he left. He said goodbye to Midian, and he left.
And God said, go and stand before Pharaoh. He went and he stood before Pharaoh. When God said, go and talk to these people, the stiff-necked Israelite people, he did that. Even when they wanted to stone him, he still cried out to God on their behalf so that they can come out of their bondage. You see the character there? And then you see the power of God there. That's why God made Moses as God over Pharaoh. Today, every single one should pray, Lord, let that character be formed in me. I mean, not just have lots of ambition, but lacking in that character. Let my vessel become a vessel that will be worthy of housing the power of God. Without humility, you can go nowhere. Without obedience, you go nowhere. Nowhere. With a strong sense of self, I know what to do. I'll do what I want to do. You go nowhere. You'll be just circling around like a hamster on a wheel. God is speaking to your hearts today. Tell the Lord, Lord, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. You need to keep marching then. You can't stand still. And say, Lord, move me, move me, move me, but I refuse to take another step. If you want to be in that number when the saints go marching in, you need to be among those who are marching to begin with. March where you are. If God says march, march where you are. If the Lord says go forward, then you begin to march forward. If you can't get orders and obey the orders, then there's no point. God is speaking to your hearts today. The Lord says, humility, that meekness is such a beautiful, attractive quality to God Almighty. There God comes and pours out his grace upon his people. If you want God to work with you, work in you and work through you. In this month of April, where God is going to continue to do his marvelous work, where the reign of the Lord is going to continue to be poured out, that God's work is going to continue to move forward. Don't let go of this opportunity. Many of these won't come back. Make sure you shape up. Make sure you strengthen yourself by obeying that which God has told you to. So that when God pours into you, you'll be able to receive it. You'll be able to contain it. And you'll be able to have that overflow. A pot that can hold and a pot that'll overflow. Let the Lord mold you. Let the Lord make you into that vessel of honor that will overpower the powers of darkness. Bring God's blessings into you and through you to those around you. The powers of darkness cannot prevail. Cannot prevail in the lives of those who stand with God and God with them. The rest of the people, the powers of darkness will prevail. And if you take God out of the picture, you're an open game for the devil. You'd be like a ball that's bounced everywhere, except everywhere you hit, you get hit. But if God is on your side and you're on God's side,
God himself will be your shield. He will not only protect you, but he will break the weapons of the enemy. He will not only protect you, he will break the weapons of the enemy. He will put the enemy to shame. This is the word from God that God is giving to our church in this month of April. God is speaking to our hearts. God caused Moses to go and show the sign and say, let my people go. We need to have what it takes to have in our hands. And then stand before Pharaoh and say, let my people go. The fight will begin. And the fight will end in a victorious manner, where the heart that was hardened, the hands that had its grip on God's people, will utterly go powerless. And God's people will be set free. Shall we close our eyes and look to the Lord? Thank you, Father. Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, you call into existence things that are not even there. Oh, who can stand against the Lord Most High? Who can boast before the one true God? Who can bring down that which God has built? God says he will bless you. He'll multiply you. He'll bring you out of your bondage. And he will cause you to bring others out of bondage, provided you be faithful to the one who has called you. You be on God's side. God will be on your side. And with God, you can do big things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Moses didn't go with big weapons. He went with the rod of God, a rod that was anointed by God, the rod that was touched by God at the burning bush. The rod of God. It was not any rod. It was the rod of God. Hallelujah. Do you want to have this in your life? Do you want to have this in your life? You need this. If you want to see extraordinary things happen. And if you want to see God move mountains for you, so that you can bring those who are behind those mountains. Satan has been holding them for such a long time. Oh, you need the rod of God. You need power from God, and you need to have power with God for that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray your blessing upon your people. That this word that you have delivered to your people this night, on this second day of April, may go deep into your people, Lord. Let faith arise in every heart in Jesus' name. Let hope arise in every heart in Jesus' name. Lord, let every cloudiness that has been clouding the eyes of your people be removed right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, our great God, our big God, our majestic God, wonderful and working. I praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Touch your people at this hour, your people, Lord. These are your people. I give them into your hands. touch each and every single one at this hour. But Lord, you said, not a single hair from my head will fall to the ground without the will of the Father when we are found in your will. So I pray, may every single person be found within the will of the Father so that they have your covering, the shield of God, the Lord himself becoming their shield. Not only will you break the weapon of the enemy, but you will give the enemy into their hands. And you will give all those whom the enemy has been holding as his possession into the hands of your people. So I pray for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit to take place this night in the hearts of your people. Remove every form of complacency in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remove every dullness of heart in Jesus' name. Remove every heart of hearing in Jesus' name. Remove every callousness from the heart in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, every fallow ground be removed in Jesus' name. Every hold that Satan has upon the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break it right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Abba Father, I thank you for what you've accomplished this night. Oh, your power is so great. You are so great. I thank you, Lord, for this awesome month that you have before us. Our God is a mighty warrior. He goes before us. Oh, to break away every chain. To break down gates of bonds. Oh, to cut through bars of iron. To bring all those who are behind those bars. Hallelujah. That those who weep may weep no more. That they may have shouts of joy. Those who are mourning, may they mourn no more. They may be clothed with garments of praise. That you take the solitary and put them in families with the family of God. Oh, Father, give your wisdom to your people at this hour. Give your wisdom to your people at this hour, that each one choose wisely. May they choose you, Jesus, over everything, that you may bless them and lift them up over everything. May they be blessed as how Moses was blessed and as how Aaron was blessed. May they do everything that you have told them to do, just like how they did. That the blessing of God may rest upon your people. On the second day of April, I give these, your people, into your nail-pierced hands, O God. The Lord God Almighty, visit each and every one in a special way, wherever they are right now. Wherever they are right now, whatever is holding them back, I cut those cords, those ropes right now in Jesus' name, and I burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Every spirit of backsliding, I curse it in Jesus' name. Every spirit of unbelief, I curse it in Jesus' name. Every spirit of fault finding, I curse it in Jesus' name. Every spirit of complacency and laziness, I curse it in Jesus' name. Every weapon of the enemy against the prosperity of your people, the prosperity of their souls, their minds, their bodies, I bring it down right now in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, the one who knows all things, the one who sees the end from the beginning, cause them to be victorious, cause them to be victorious, cause them to be victorious. That the hand of God may prosper them in all things. because of their obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. As your servant standing in the presence of God, before the throne of God, according to the power and authority given to me by the Almighty God, I bless your people with this blessing that you alone can bless them, that they may grow into mighty trees, as oak trees, mighty oak trees, cedar in Lebanon, planted in the garden of the Lord, being useful for the Lord God Almighty, that their lives may be productive in the kingdom of God, that their obedience may bring your blessings to them. May each may grow in humility, thereby grow in God's favor. That their hearts may overflow with the goodness of the living God. May they become rich in their souls by heeding to the commandments of the living God. That every haughty spirit may be brought under their feet. Every spirit of foolishness may be driven away from their lives. That they may be above and not beneath. Be the head and not the tail. I thank you for doing this. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. Amen.